interesting day. I already told you about talking with my boss. I came home for lunch, and just as I was leaving, I see my next door neighbor come running up to my car, and it turns out that my neighbor's a young couple lived next door that had just been broken into.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I have always viewed at least my street as being very secure and safe. And so it was a bit jarring to hear this, especially they kicked open her front door. Wow. And you know, their door is like just able to be seen from the street. I mean, I would expect that to happen at my house where I've got, you know, the shrubbery and stuff kind of blocks it. So, and her husband came home and he was very upset, and you know, it's just the whole drama of it. And I have a lot of compassion for them, but I'm thinking in my own head, do I want to allow this to change my own feelings about my own security, you know, how I feel about my neighborhood and my house, etc. And then I start wondering things like, well, is this something that they brought into their own lives through whatever their, you know, law of attraction is going on, or is it just one of those random things that does happen in an earthly environment? So I've got a lot of things.
Well, there, you know, if you speak vibrational, there is no random. We're not at a level of consciousness where we can actually see all the patterns. But yes, you could not be robbed unless you had a consciousness of being victimized somewhere within you. And so why is it certain homes will get robbed and others never will? On our street, somebody, they woke up and all four tires were gone. And we have two police live on our street. And we have a night watch. I mean, how long does it take to jack up a car and take four tires? I don't know. How much?
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah, 5,500.
That would not be a very pleasant way to wake up. And so, you know, you can always go into fear, but the truth is you cannot be victimized unless you have some core victim frequency that's ready to be healed. And, you know, there's meaning in that the door got kicked in. And there's some gift in everything. And so even though we've all lived at a time where we never saw it that way, that's not where you're at now. There's always something right about this that's only to serve you in giving you a better experience, not to punish you, not to trick you, not to slow you down, not to have you feel worse. But it's something prompting you forward. And then eventually we get far enough in our lives, we can look back and see the patterns. So the worse you felt, the more success you're going to have. I mean, the contrast is there if you learn to allow it in. It's really interesting. I'm creating the belief very powerfully. Don't know how long it'll take me, but I'm working on it, and it will happen for me. That because I had so much pain in the early part of my life, I'm just going to age really comfortably. That's just not going to be my thing, to age with a lot of physical pain or upset. I already did all that. I did all the doctors. I did all the physical therapy. That's just not going to be my way of growing old. And so, you know, when you're in chronic pain, it doesn't feel very nice at all. But now on this side of it, I've chosen to reap great things from it. That led me on an amazing journey. It's given me great compassion. It's given me great ability to be comfortable with being an empath. It's given me a great ability to witness other people's struggles and suffering and not pity them, but see them overcoming it. So part of it is some lifetimes we get to actually see and use it and enjoy it and play with it. And some you don't wake up. And you just go through and it seems random, but it's never random. And when you look back over a whole lifetime, the pieces seem to fit in some which way. So yeah, you and Mosaic keep feeling safe.
Well, they're both lawyers, and so it may be that, you know, and they're kind of focused on that kind of thing, though I don't think they're criminal lawyers, but you know, when you do something for a living, you know, you tend to draw that into your life. Like, I tend to draw people with computer problems.
They just find you.
Yes, they do. And it's what I've had to learn to do is when to keep my mouth shut and say, "Oh yeah, I can help you with that." Because if I did it all the time,
you'd have no time.
I had no time.
Mm-hmm. And you know, again, it could be a vibrational alignment, or it could be a great wake up. Hey, somewhere you're thinking you're not feeling safe in work or in family or something, and you want to shift that. And so, you know, that's what I think these taps and the groups that are coming here, this is where we're at, guys. You got to make up your mind. It's either all happening to bless your life, or it's victimizing you. Pick. But the dancing back and forth is pretty much over for us, because it doesn't feel good, right? It feels terrible when you'd start dancing back the other way. One of the statements I love, I just totally used it to brainwash myself. It's from Access. It's, what's right about this that I'm not getting? Well, I mantra'd that, chanted that a million times over quite a few years, and I actually did rewire the neuroplasticity in my brain so that no matter what happens, I truly believe somehow it's going to profit me. It's going to profit me mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, or financially. And I just can't, it would take me years to undo that belief now. But it's a pretty good belief to have. Yes?
I just wanted to confirm that I heard the question, what is right about this that I'm not getting?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah. And you mantra that enough, you know, it leads you into a journey of just shifting the way you see things for what's right about it. And now it's a permanent thing. So when my son missed one of his exams by, like, I don't know, 3 points, my first immediate thought was, well, it's good, honey, that you have that experience too, because everybody in that, all your colleagues would have failed at least once. You know, so it's like, it, now it's just automatic. Or most of you have heard me say, or... the perception. But yes, never random. There's always a vibrational...
Well, when I said random, I think I was thinking more about, you say that you can't one-up God's plan, and that there are, it's not just you, there's other things going on in that we are affected by.
That's true, and but nobody can create in your reality without there being part of your soul's calling in it,
right.
Or to get a vibrational message. So yeah, sometimes sickness, disease, business failing, that's just in the plan for you, but only so you can utilize it to spring into amazing contrast. Kind of nice to have the inside scoop on that. Yes.
Yes, and it also makes a difference when you realize that that plan, as you put it, was something that you agreed to and you had input into before you ever came here.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I have mixed feelings on that.
Yeah.
Sometimes like, hell no. 15 years of chronic pain? Yeah, not from human consciousness. And then, then you can really get into what came first, the chicken or the egg. You could be like, well, could I have turned it around at 5 years? Woulda, coulda, shoulda, right? So I just prefer to go right to create the story, create the explanation, create the gift that serves you in the moment, and moving forward. You can use it as a distraction, or you can use it for motivation.